Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall not depart from you. The grace of God shall resident in your life. You will go from strength to strength, from favor to favor. God Almighty shall be there for you. The hand of the Lord shall promote your destiny. The glory of God shall cover you. In the name of Jesus Christ, every dark eye that monitor you shall go blind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the throne of the wicked right now to be burned to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, as from today, you will trample upon your enemy. The battle against your life shall wither. The arrow fired against you shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. And if you are joining us for the first time, I want to just welcome you to this platform. And I want to tell you that God is doing wonders with this broadcast. Just make sure you pray the prayer and pray the prayer with the spirit of aggression. Pray the prayer with the spirit of enough is enough. Like I used to say, and I repeat it every time, there is no battle that God cannot handle. There is no battle that is difficult for God to handle. There is no battle that came into your life that God did not know when the battle was coming. And every battle has a solution, and every battle has an expiry date. But you must quickly dictate it on time. Dictate the battle, dictate the route, and begin to fire prayer upon it. Let me tell you, there's power in prayers. Prayer is very strong. Prayer is very powerful. Prayer is a spiritual force. There is nothing that prayer cannot work upon. When you hit prayer to the target, there shall be solution. I pray for you today that God will give you testimony. The hand of God shall be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 28th day of the month of February, year 2021. It's a special day in your life. And I pray as today begin another week, this week will favor you. This week will be your week of divine encounter. This week will be your week of divine connection. This week will be your week of divine celebration. This week there will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that God will uphold your hand. The hand of God shall promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. A few days ago, I was trying to explain the areas of life that have been very difficult, and that is the mystery of hard battles. I was telling you that there are battles. When we are talking about hard battle, we are talking about complex battle. The word complex means it's mysterious. Complex means that it's something that is difficult to understand. When I talk about hard battle, I'm talking about difficult to know, difficult to understand battle. Battle that when you face it, sometimes it looks like if your prayer is not working. Battle that can trouble somebody, frustrate somebody. Battle that can make life so miserable to the life of somebody. That battle, when someone is inside a battle that is very hard. Oh, if God is not there for that fellow, and if he does not have a good company of people, it can be frustrating. Battles, hard battle can be very terrible. Hard battle can make life so miserable. Those who are facing the hard battle, they understand that it's not easy at all. Beloved, but you can be free. God can set you free. God can liberate you. God can deliver you. God can work upon your life and liberate you completely. I have faced hard battle before, so I understand what I have been talking about. And that is why I want you to know that if God could free me, free many people, you are going to be free also in the name of Jesus Christ. I gave you reasons why battles are so difficult and so hard. And I told you that if there are things you have done that has brought you into that situation, that some of you should privacy me in that respect. I thank God for those who have been privacy me. I've seen a lot of private chats. People have sent information to my personal WhatsApp number. Many people have privacy me. And then that has been very good because they've been passing through something. They couldn't see anybody to help them. And now, you know, the eyes of many of them could see. Many of them could know the right prayer to pray. Many of them could know the right thing to do. Many of them could do the right thing that they ought to do. I told you that when battle is hard, you must just go to the root. Every battle has a root. If you don't understand the root of that battle will be mesmerizing your life. That battle can even frustrate you. That battle can make people to even leave the thing of the Lord. That battle that even can even make people to pack their load and they say they are going to the village. That battle can even make people to even go and poison themselves. Because they look at it as if that is their last bus stop. They look at it as if there's no solution. Meanwhile, there's a solution. In the grasp of looking for solutions, some of them enter into bondage upon bondage because of their desperate, you know, look, their desperate mind looking for a solution, because of their desperacy, because of their, you know, intention to look for solution. Many of them find themselves entering into another battle to another. You know, they from one battle get into another one just because they are looking for solution. Solution is with the Lord. Solution is with the Lord. Why sometimes it's like you have prayed, you have fasted, you have done all spiritual exercises, and it's like that thing never changed, or that thing never moved, or the condition never, you know, turned to positive, is because that very battle is hard. Hard battle has a root. The root of that battle will not be known, because the devil will hide the root from you. But when you sit down and you begin to pray aggressively, some prayers I'm going to give to you now, this prayer will open your spiritual eyes. This prayer will show you a video of what had gone wrong. This prayer will reveal to you what you yourself cannot remember. This prayer will show you the secret of what went wrong. And when you know that secret, you will now target prayers to that secret. That is why, you know, yesterday I was telling people to, you know, if you have been taken to the river, if you have been, you know, somebody have watched you in the river, that you should private chat me. Because I know that those who have gotten involved into that, there are things that they have gotten involved in that they do not know. For instance, if somebody has been taken to the river, in case of looking for, whether you're looking for the fruit of the womb, you are looking for promotion, you are looking for any, this, you are looking for that. There are different ways of people, you know, attending to this situation. Some will be taken to the river. And when they take them to the river, what they will tell them to do, some of them, when you hear, you should be very afraid. Some, they will be taken to the river. And when they get to the river, they will tell them to sacrifice chicken and throw it into the river. They will take them to wash their head and throw the sponge into the river. They will take them to buy Fanta and pour it into the river. You see, all these things that is going on is doing seven things. Seven major things is going on there. They will tell you that the cloth you brought or you wore, you should throw it back. You should not wear it back home. They will tell you that you can bring a goat and probably sacrifice it in the river. Some will tell you that you can come with sugarcane, come with honey, come with salt, and throw it to the river. You know, they will tell all different kind of things to be thrown into the river. In the bit of that person looking for solution, or that person looking for respite in something, that very particular event, when it's done like that, that is why I've been able to explain it to those who have privated me. You know, those that we have discussed, I'll be able to explain it to them. But for the benefit of those who probably may help others, or those who will listen to this broadcast, when that particular, bathing at the river, throwing this at the river, doing this at the river, when that thing is done, there are seven major transactions that had happened. This is what you need to listen to very well. You see, all that a man or a woman will do at the river at a moment of time, probably in the night, in the day, with some sacrifice items, is pure negative transaction. It's a transaction between that personality and the river and the spirit husband or the spirit wife, depending whether the man person is a man or a woman. And that spirit wife or spirit husband is coming from the water. So when sacrifice is taken to the river like that, to appease the river, you are looking for the fruit of the womb, to appease the river, you are looking for a good job, to appease the river, you are looking for a husband, to appease the river, you are looking for whatever you are looking for. Seven major things had happened. Number one, that fellow, right from that day, had gotten a link with marine power. There's a link between his life and marine power. That link must be broken. These are the prayers that I've been forwarding to those who have called upon me or who have sent message to me. Now, there's immediately that one happened, a link was formed. between them. Two, immediately that one has happened, another thing that will happen is a covenant has been established. And that covenant is a deep covenant. And that is why many people will see themselves having sex regularly, being fed in the dream, seeing themselves in the water, because there's a covenant. And the covenant is binding and legal. And the covenant had terms and had something that sealed the covenant. And the covenant normally have a witness. So these are some of the things we may not know. Number three thing that had happened by doing that, that fellow had been married to that particular river. You have been married to that river. You become the wife or the husband. You have been married to that river. That is the third thing that has happened. The fourth thing that has happened is that the virtue of that person has been exchanged. The virtue of that fellow has been exchanged. Another thing that has been placed upon it is virtue has been taken. Number four, is it four or five? Number five thing that has happened immediately, someone that enter into that particular thing is that fellow from that time will be monitored by the power in the river. The power in the river will be because they accepted him as one of their own by bringing that sacrifice. He has been accepted as one of their own. So they put a marine agent to be monitoring that fellow wherever he goes. So everything she does, everything she is going to do, they will understand it, they will monitor it, they will always be with the fellow because she or he had entered into a covenant with them. Though he may not know that he has entered into the covenant, but the covenant has been established. He or she has also contracted a marriage. Though he may not know he has contracted a marriage, but a marriage has been contracted. He or she has formed a link between them and the river, between them and the marine power, between them and the marine goddess, between them and the spirit husband. Though he may not know that he has formed a link, he may not know that he has formed a covenant. Another thing is that right from that time, that fellow will be monitored by the power from the water. Because this one is accepted as their own property. So it's to be monitored, it's to be followed, it's to be everywhere it goes, it's to be monitored to the place. Another thing that will happen is that immediately that particular person begin to serve another god that is not marine, that is not water god, or is not coming to worship that water. There will be a lot of battle. And that is why sometimes when you notice that you pray, you notice you start facing more battle than when you don't pray. Because they never expected you to do anything against them. They never expected you to worship any god apart from the marine power. So that is what has happened. Immediately that has happened. Another thing that has happened is immediately you have dropped that sacrifice. Immediately you have appeased the water looking for something. Right from that day, like I told you, the virtue has been exchanged. Your original had been uttered. The virtue has been attained, like I told you, then the original of that fellow had been uttered. So these are seven things that had happened to that fellow. Let me see whether I can recount them. Number one, I said there's a link that had been formed. And that link is evil link. That wherever you look, there's a link. Two, a marriage has been contracted. You have been married, but you may not know. Three, a covenant has been formed, hidden covenant. Hidden covenant, the terms of the covenant you may not even know. Okay, you want a child, we are going to give you that a child, but when giving you that child, this child will trouble you and this child will die at some time, or you will die before this one. These are terms, but you don't know. Four, virtues of the person have been exchanged. Five, the original of the fellow had been tampered with. Six, the fellow will be monitored by the guardian spirit from the water. The fellow will be monitored by the guardian spirit from the water. And number seven is, it is compulsory for that fellow to be worshiping the water. So if he or she refuses to worship the water and start worshiping some other god, there will be a lot of fight. There will be a lot of contention. And that is why you see that many things happen to many people. Because they have all this established, but they do not know. So when that has happened, it makes the battle complex, battle hard. And instead of fighting that battle, what somebody need to do is to go back to the root, go back to that event and break that link, break that covenant, detach yourself from it. Withdraw your virtue. Separate the spirit husband from you. Command the monitoring spirit to die. All this can be done by aggressive prayer using the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Have you forgotten the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 11 that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every knee, the knee in heaven, the knee on earth, and the knee under the water, under the earth, whether it's in the water or the river, they will bow. Because you are now using the authority of the name of Jesus, but you are going straight to the root. And immediately you begin to go straight to the root, then things begin to work. It is this root that many of us, we do not go to. And that is why we begin to cut branches, we begin to cut the stems, and we are not directing prayers to the root. And things are not working. Things are not coming forth. Things are not going right because we are not directing prayer to the root. The prayers I want you to pray is a prayer that goes to the root. And that is why you need to concentrate and pray this prayer very, very well. Open your heart and believe God. God has the final say. Believe you are going to be free and you'll be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to show his love upon you. Tell the Lord to show his love over your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I'm going to give you 7 prayers that are needed when you want to go to the root. These 7 prayers, at your own time, with the prayer of yesterday, you need to go and pray the prayer, pray the prayer over and over, over and over, over and over, and you get a lot of deliverance, a lot of healing, a lot of relief. You get total deliverance. You see yourself getting freedom. You get liberty that you have never gotten before, because now you are contending with the root. When you are praying this prayer, there can be reaction, but don't stop the prayer. Don't stop the prayer, because they never expected you to touch it, but by the time you touch it, there will be reaction. Continue and you see yourself getting freedom. Yes, we are going to pray now, so get ready. Let's see how far we can go in praying these 7 prayers. This is number 1. You are going to shout loud and clear. Say, the root of my battle, aha, da, in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, there, 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 in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, there, in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, there, 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 in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, there, 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 in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, die now, die, die, in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, die, in the name of Jesus, die, in the name of Jesus, die, in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, there. There, in the name of Jesus, the root of my battle, die by fire, die by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now open your mouth and pray the second. Say, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. Show me what went wrong in my foundation. Show me what went wrong in my foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 3. Say, any evil strong man attached to my life, die in the name of Jesus. Any evil strong man attached to my life, die in the name of Jesus. Any evil strong man attached to my life, die in the name of Jesus. Any evil strong man attached to my life, die. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 4. Say, every evil link and covenant between me and marine power, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link and covenant between me and marine power, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link and covenant between me and marine powers, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. This is number 5. Say, my Father, show me when the original was altered. Aha. My Father, show me when my original was altered. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me when my original was altered. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me when my original was altered. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me when my original was altered. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me when my original was altered. In Jesus' name, say, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower me to recover my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. You now shout this one loud and clear. Foundational strong man, release me in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man, release me there in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man, release me, 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 die in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man, release me, 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 die in Jesus' name. We pray, say, Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from the strong man in Jesus' name. Pray this one. Say, my Father, show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am. 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 Show me who I am in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me who I am. Show me who I am. Show me who I am in Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this one very well. Say, every hidden bondage in my life be exposed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every hidden bondage in my life be exposed, 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 be exposed in Jesus' name. Say, every hidden secret about my life be revealed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every hidden secret about my life be revealed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every hidden secret about my life be revealed by fire, 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 be revealed to me by fire, be revealed to me by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, angel of the living God, hold my hand and take me to the land where things had gone wrong in my life in the name of Jesus. Angel of the living God, hold my hand and take me to the land where things had gone wrong in my life in the name of Jesus. Angel of the living God, hold my hand and take me to the land where things had gone wrong in my life in the name of Jesus. Angel of the living God, hold my hand and take me to the land where things had gone wrong in my life in Jesus' name we pray. All these prayers, you need to pray them again and pray them again. If you want to pray them very well, you will take a bottle of oil I'm going to pray upon now. You are going to take that oil, or if you have water, anyone you can use. If you have water, I will pray on both. You take that water to wash your face about 3 times. Watch it very well. When you wash your face very well, you pray this prayer that I've given to you now. This prayer, you will pray for 7 days. Pray it on your own for 7 days. Spend 5 minutes on each. You know, I've given you more than 7 prayers now. Spend five minutes on each. These are destiny prayers. These are root dismantling prayers. These are prayer against difficult battles. These are prayer against complex battle. These are prayer that reveal secret. If you pray very well, you will see a lot of deep, deep secret, and you will see the solution to that secret. We are going to pray. Say, my Father, show me the solution out of this bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution out of this bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution out of my battle in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution out of my battle in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution out of my battle in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution out of my battle in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the solution. Show me the solution in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray this one and shout it. I say, blood of Jesus, go down to my root
and deliver me from foundational battle in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, go down to my root and deliver me from foundational battle in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, go down to my root and deliver me from foundational battle. Deliver me, 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 deliver me from foundational battle. Blood of Jesus, go to my root and deliver me from foundational battle. Blood of Jesus, go to my root, go to my root, go to my root, go to my root. Blood of Jesus Christ, go to my root, 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 and deliver me from foundational battle. Deliver me from foundational battle. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, 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 deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, these are the way you are going to pray the prayers. The prayer must be prayed aggressively. You must pray the prayer as a combatant soldier. You must not be a civilian to pray this prayer. You must become a combatant soldier and pray this fire deliverance prayer. There shall be testimony. No one has ever prayed this prayer I've given to you now that will not have testimony. If I were you, I will write out this prayer. I will take my time, use 7 days on it. Make sure you pray the prayer very well. Like I told you, I'm going to pray on the water for you now. I'm going to pray on the oil. You can either use any one of them to, if it's, you are using the oil, just put small of the oil on your eye and put it, like if you are putting a lead pencil, just put it on your eye. But if you are not using the oil, you are using the water, take the water, put it in your palm, watch your face 3 times aggressively. Then you pray the prayer. You are going to see a lot of things that the enemy has hidden from you. You are going to see many, many things that the enemy has hidden from you. Not only that, not only seeing, God will now show you solution, because God has solution to all problems. God will tell you what to do. God will tell you how to do it, and that is it. This is what the enemy has hidden from you. This is what the enemy has covered for you, from you. That is why this bondage has been so tough in your life. But now, you are getting out of this bondage. Today, celebration is beginning in your life in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the bottle of oil, you can get your water and oil. I pray that the bottle of this oil and this bottle of water shall become instrument of divine healing, instrument of divine deliverance. It shall become instrument of power. This oil shall get the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus and the fire of deliverance shall enter into the oil and the water. This oil will be empowered. The water will be empowered to go to the root of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. This water and this oil, I pray right now, as these people use this water and this oil, oh, as they use the water or the oil, and they wash their face instantly, the thing that the enemy has hidden from them, what had happened many years ago, what happened at the back that they did not know, will be revealed to them and be clear like a video in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the power of Holy Ghost shall enter into the water and enter into the oil. In Jesus' name, pray. Like I told you, you can either use the water or use the oil. If you are using the oil, just little. If you are using the water, use it generously, and it's going to work wonders in your life. Anoint your head. Father, I pray that your head shall be free from bondage. Your head shall be liberated from bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your chest now. I pray that your chest area shall receive deliverance. Every arrow fired at you shall go back to the sender. Arrow of evil delay shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of spiritual foreigner procession shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Power that wants you to die untimely shall die before you, shall die in your place in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not die before your time. Now take the oil and anoint your stomach. I pray right now that any sickness in your body, I command them to leave and never return. Go back to where you belong. I pray that your body shall be healed. Your organs shall be healed. There shall be deliverance in your life in Jesus' name. Anoint your hand now. Lord, I pray that this hand shall be delivered from bondage. And the hand shall be free and be empowered to make word from today. The hand shall be anointed to carry blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that you will never remain the same. Now bring out your 12 prayer requests or the remaining requests you have written, because some of them have been answered. I pray that all these requests in your hands shall be answered fully God shall shine light on this request, and there will be testimony. Heaven shall open on this request, and it shall be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bless you. The blessing of God shall be more upon your life. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I told you this year is your year. You are going to be blessed with twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have financial problems, the Lord will send destiny helper to you, and the Lord will remove you from that mess. And the Lord will promote your destiny. Those who are waiting for document from the government, the Lord will release that government to your hand. Those who are there abroad and you are praying for it, you have been praying and seeking the face of God to get your permanent stay. May the God of wonder visit you and give you a permanent stay in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone listening to me right now, God will bless you. God will minister to you. Are you looking for a husband or wife to settle down in marriage? I decree that your husband shall locate you, your wife shall locate you, and this year shall be a blessing year in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, continue to work upon your people, complete to do wonder. There's a property that must be sold in this week. Every embargo on that property, I break you to pieces. I command the blood of Jesus to be on that property, and I command buyers to look for the property, and before Friday, that property will be sold. If it's so, let me know. Share that testimony. And the Lord will do wonder. There's somebody here that is connecting with us. The Lord said, I should tell you that right between today and Tuesday, God is going to work wonders in your life. Your story will change for good in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to bless someone that is listening to me right now with a blessing that you yourself never bargained for in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see somebody right now. You are connected to another fellow who is going to take you to a bigger height, and the Lord is going to establish within 72 hours. There's a woman here. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. The Lord said, this week you will conceive, and there will be testimony in your life. Blessing is coming upon many people. There's a pregnant woman here. You have been having trouble about this pregnancy. The Lord said, I should tell you, don't be troubled. That pregnancy will be saved. You will deliver safely, and you'll be alive. Your baby will be alive. I welcome you to the land of fulfillment. God will continue to uphold you. God will continue to bless you more. It is well with you. You want to get across to us, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.